com. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join Dale over at his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. I understand you are close to releasing another Porkfest.
I just have to color it. And okay. That was going to be today. And then it's been so long since I did a cartoon because I've been writing movie scripts and things like that and been absolutely swamped. But it's been so long since I've done a cartoon that I actually forgot how to do certain aspects of the software. And I spent like 2 hours today like trying to figure it out. Oh, wait, how do I get this so I can color it again? So, yeah, but I think I've got it now. So it's just going to be a little bit, another hour or two of tedious work, and I'll have it up.
Well,
but that'll probably be tomorrow.
There's still just a great archive of mostly liberty-oriented cartoons and some video of you just kind of blogging on video, basically. That's all there at anarchyinyourhead.com. You can get more Dale. So we're going to get right back into Daniel's call here, but coming up, the police have really outdone themselves, and we'll explain, or at least one police officer has really outdone the rest, and we'll explain how. But first, it's Daniel in Texas. Daniel, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're listening to LRN.FM, and you were at home. You're at a very private location. There's like a gate and a private road, and apparently this government bureaucrat from the census barrels on through down your private road, comes on up in your driveway, sits there, and then starts honking his horn. And that's where you left the story off. Please continue.
So there he is in my driveway. I'm looking out the window, and, you know, this is Texas. Everybody's truck. I mean, I don't drive one every day, but I own one. And so I think,
yes,
well,
I believe that to be true. I visited Texas once. And I remember going past this, like, bingo hall or something like that, some sort of dance hall, and the whole parking lot was all trucks. There was not a car in the entire lot. It was amazing.
It's a sea of pickup trucks, yeah. So I'm thinking, hey, it's one of my neighbors, and I'm on really good terms with my neighbors, and, you know, we look out for each other, maybe just coming by to tell me something.
And maybe something's wrong. I mean, you got somebody honking their horn out in your front yard.
Right, right. So I walk out there, because otherwise, if I had known who he was, I would have ignored him and just kept on doing what I was doing, which was cleaning the house.
Right, if you'd known he was a census bureaucrat.
Right, right. So I walk out there kind of cautiously. I don't know, who the hell is this, you know? And he identifies himself as he's got a special little badge around his neck, you know, and he looked like a retired guy, probably some bored retiree just wants something to do, right? You know,
yeah.
No big deal. And he says, you know, can we finish this up? I said, well, I'm really not interested in doing any of that. And he goes, well, you know, it's just a census, just a few questions. I said, you know, I said, I appreciate it, and I have no quarrel with you, but I have absolutely no interest in interacting with the federal government. And he goes, okay. Can you just tell me how many people live here? And I said, no. I said, you know, thanks, but no thanks. I have no interest. And he goes, well, thank you, sir. And off he went. So it was pretty uneventful. And I would have recorded the thing, because I do keep the camera handy, but, mm-hmm. Like I said, I thought it was one of my neighbors or something, so I didn't even take a thing out there, you know.
Well, good job, man. I'm glad it didn't escalate, and hopefully they won't come back.
Well, I don't know if they'll come back, and I really don't want them in my home. I'm a big firearm enthusiast, and that related stuff is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I really don't want a bureaucrat in my home. So I hope they don't come back, and I hope they don't, you know, flag me as somebody to, you know, mess with.
I guess time will tell. I'm glad you shared the story. Was there anything else you want to talk about tonight?
That's it. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It comes back to something I mentioned. We were actually on the Alex Jones show today, Mark. You and I, he had us on. We've got the archive of that, and probably will go up on our website at some point tonight. I've got a lot to take care of, doing some local volunteering late night tonight. So I'll get it up as soon as we can. But I was talking about the idea of non-cooperation and trying to spread this meme amongst people who could really use that particular message, because there are a lot of people out there that believe you can change the system by working within the system. And maybe that's true here in New Hampshire, because the system is a little more accessible here than other places. But in most places, it's not really true. And certainly at the federal government level, it's not. So the only way to change things is to change yourself and how you behave. And specifically what I'm talking about is stop going along to get along. Stop obeying these government bureaucrats and their arbitrary diktats and their demands and their requests, and say no. And
at least make them work for it.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't just immediately give in. At the very least, you know. Like, you can always broaden your boundaries gradually, but don't just immediately give in, you know. At least make them get to the point where they threaten you to get you to obey or something.
Absolutely. Say no for as long as you feel like you can get away with it. And push the boundaries. And so I think the census is a real good way for people to start that process, because it can be a little nerve-wracking saying no to the government. We've been trained to say yes. We've been trained to say, whatever you say, master, I'll just do whatever you want me to. And so it's time to stop. It's time to just say no to the government. All right, we continue with Josh listening in Terre Haute. Josh, you're listening on the FM band in Terre Haute?
Yes, there is a station that came on the air that is Liberty Radio, that is broadcasting Liberty Radio Network 24/7. And
wow.
I just happened to scan and actually find it. And this is the first time I've actually heard, and the signal covers the whole entire city of Terre Haute, Indiana.
Holy crap.
And I'm glad to hear you guys. I've been listening for a while. And the way things are in
Terre Haute. Wait, how long has the signal been on the air?
Just right. Curious. I'm curious. Have you been listening on the internet and then just found us on the radio band?
Actually, this is the first time I've actually heard you guys, your show. The station has been signed on. They were doing some signal testing since June 1st. And so it's been on for about a week. It's played everything from classic rock to oldies to opera music. And now once they made an announcement yesterday afternoon that a new format will be coming soon. And I heard yesterday's podcast, I guess they were airing at 2:30 this morning of your show yesterday. And ever since then, I've been listening to pretty much all day long, been listening to Liberty Radio Network. And
great.
I tuned in tonight for a live show of Free Talk Live, and I absolutely love your show.
Well, thanks. We're glad you're out there, and I'm glad to hear about that. I'm always excited to hear of new pirate transmitters popping up. So you're just somebody that lives in Terre Haute, or do you know the people operating the station?
I live in Terre Haute, and I know someone that not directly runs the station, but has information about the station. The station is actually 125 watts, and
awesome.
From what I was told, and it can be picked up within about a 30-40 mile radius of Terre Haute, Indiana.
Who told you? Somebody who knows.
That is, it's a friend
no names.
Of mine that
oh, yeah, I don't want any names.
Knows
yeah.
the guy who's running. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to know whether you stumbled across the station or whether you knew the station existed. That's all.
Actually, I stumbled across it, and then I started asking questions because I was curious about it. Like, oh, I like. And so then I asked everyone, do you know anything about the news station on 106.9? And then one of my friends said, well, yeah, I know someone who actually had put the station on the air. And I said, oh, cool. Well,
awesome.
What's the station's details?
Well, let us know if you hear anything about like a raid. It tends to take the FCC a long time to figure these things out. They require that somebody complain to them first, and then they have to investigate the complaint, and then they have to send out a notice threatening the operator once they determine where that person is operating from. And so it can be a lengthy process for them to actually try to take a station off the air. So hopefully we'll continue to hear from you, and if you hear of anything going on, we'd appreciate it, because it's always interesting to know about our pirate operators out there. Anyway, what were you calling in about tonight?
I was pretty much calling in and wanting to know the way things look as far as the local job market and stuff in Terre Haute, Indiana, and the state of Indiana as a whole. And I know just kind of like the Midwest in general, as far as new jobs being created, it seems like our unemployment rates are higher now than what they were 3 or 4 years ago. And it just seems like that, and particularly in Terre Haute, Indiana, it seems like we've had business after business after business just close, because and the economy is like really, really bad. Do you see any change or suspect any change in the near future, or do you think it's just going to continue to get worse?
if you want to hang on, we can continue talking to you about it. Hang on, Josh. Inter 800-259-9231.
Get our expert opinions on the economy.
Some talk show hosts and their opinions. We can certainly share them. Well, I don't know if we're experts, but we'll give you what we think here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they listen to the program. See what I mean? They're going to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to become a part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Jurisdictionary.com allows you to, it educates you to have the ability to go and take your cases to court, to fight them in court. You don't have to pay an expensive lawyer to be able to fight for your rights in the judicial system. It teaches you how to get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings, all of it. And it does it in a manner that the average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. It's created by a lawyer, as a matter of fact, a doctor of jurisprudence, who wants you to know how to protect yourself from other members of his profession. 5-hour video course plus two and a half hour audio classrooms and 15 in-depth reference tutorials. You can get it all at jurisdictionary.com. It is a fantastic course. I have taken it myself. As a matter of fact, I'm lending the now giving the DVDs to the next person so they can try it. And you can do it in your community. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right. So we continue here with your phone calls. And we have Josh on the line in Terre Haute listening to 106.9 LRN.FM out there. Josh, you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you with us?
Yes. During the break, I actually found some more information out about the 106.9 signal.
Yes, sir.
It's actually a low-power FM, and it has the call letters WDWPLP.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's interesting because I did not see that on the radio locator. WDWP, you say?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
great.
During the commercial break, I made a phone call. And I found out actually who was running it, and they identified themselves as 106.9 WDWPLP Terre Haute.
That's very interesting. I will take a further look into that because I'm just a radio geek and I like that stuff. Anyway, back to the issue of the economy. You were asking, you know, obviously there's some businesses going under where you live. That's happening here in Keene as well. I'm sure it's happening across the country. That's a sad thing to see any old time you see that. Unless the business sucked, in which case, good riddance, creative destruction. But it's happening, and the corrections are out there, and real estate prices are falling, and people are saying that the commercial real estate market is not even close to bottoming out. There's a lot more to go there, and, of course, other people are saying that about the regular real estate market, the homeowners' real estate market.
There's always going to be bears that are predicting that meteors are going to be raining down upon us, and we're all going to die a fiery death.
Yeah, I don't know how bad it's going to get. I don't know if it's over yet. I find it hard to believe that it is.
There's a lot more foreclosures in the pipeline, which should drive prices further down in housing. But the commercial part of market is following.
Josh, this is the trick here, because your question really is our financial system going to collapse? Because if you understand anything about fiat currencies and currencies that aren't backed by something of value, you do understand that our economy is going to collapse. The question, as you're asking me, is are we going to experience yet another dead cat bounce, which is if you drop a dead cat off of a roof, it will bounce, as the idea. And, it's an allegory about the economy, and are we going to experience another bounce? Will things get better, or won't they? Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean,
before
right
they
now,
get really, really bad.
The answer is...
The way things look right now is just like... it's kind of hard to... Right now, it's kind of like that this country... The way I perceive it is that as financially, this country is at a crossroads. It can go either way. So right now, everything is kind of like up in the air and you don't know which way to go, really.
The answer is anybody who tells you they know doesn't. There's no way to say whether or not we're going to experience another resurgence. And there's been a bit of a resurgence. There's all kinds of indicators that say things are better. I can tell you that that people are buying stuff. Businesses are kind of flush with money comparative to a year ago. They're buying advertising, and, those are all great indications, and there's all sorts of other indications of the economy. However, what they're not doing yet is hiring a bunch of people in order to fill demand and things like that. And I think that one thing we're experiencing is the very best part of this is that the American people learned a lesson about money. They learned that it doesn't grow on trees and that you've got to save for a rainy day and things like that. And I think that that's a very good thing. You know, what didn't happen was that governments around America didn't learn that lesson. Your local governments, your state governments, county governments, on all levels, these organizations can't print money, and they are scrambling for every dollar they can get. They've increased their tickets, their fines. They're sending cops out. Go find people that are going over the speed limit a little bit and give them a ticket. They're sending out enforcement officers. They're trying to use valuations of property that were from several years ago when the real estate bubble was at its very height.
Oh, I've seen that.
they're just doing all kinds of criminal behavior. And there's really nothing that you can do about it because they
You can prepare yourself for – I don't navigate going overboard and going crazy.
You can get a bunch of people together in one specific geographic location, and you might be able to stave off that kind of behavior amongst a municipality. But if it's a couple few people sort of scattered about a given geographic area, they're not going to have that big of an effect.
Well, presuming that things get worse, one of the things you can do, I think, to ensure that you'll be as good as can be in that case is to make sure you've got a skill that's valuable in the marketplace, that you're valued at your employer, that you're not just an average employee, that you're I'm presuming you're an employee or you're an entrepreneur, yeah. And you're getting your word out about your business and all that.
But show up early. You say, if the bathroom needs to be cleaned, you clean it. Those kind of behaviors, that's going to make you the last guy they fire.
Being out of debt would be nice. Saving money, always helpful. Putting that saved money into hard money like gold and silver,
or real estate. I mean, that's the thing. Right now, real estate's bottoming out big time. If you can get into it, which is tricky, because banks are stingy with loans. Yeah. If you have a way to get into the real estate market, if you can find a way to make it happen.
But some people say it's going to get worse, and then you're going to lose the value of whatever it is you buy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's got to bottom out. There's going to be a point where, I mean, it's just almost impossible for it to get much lower. I mean, and it's hard to you have to think of it as a long term investment.
I mean, in Detroit,
can you use the property you have, though? I mean, do you have a use for it? Are you going to be able to find tenants if you have a rental property?
But the question is, where will it bottom out, Dale? I mean, yeah. You're saying you think it's bottom out now, and all of our opinions
No, I don't think it's done bottoming out, honestly. Okay. But I think I don't think it's a bad time to get in, even if it continues to go down a little more.
Yeah,
if you find something, it's a good deal now. But essentially what you're going to have, I think, if you find – like the way I look at it is it seems to be there's more foreclosures in the pipeline. It seems to be the commercial market in foreclosures was lagging a little bit behind, and it's starting to catch up. So you're going to start seeing that.
Well, if I were going to buy a house, I'd do it somewhere I wanted to stay.
Yeah, exactly. You have to. I would think of it as a long-term thing because, yeah, it might go down some more. But the thing is, if you found something that suits your needs, that's a good property, a good deal, then it's not a bad idea to go ahead and move on it, in my opinion, because, yeah, things might go down some more, but what you're really going to get is more and more choices because more things are going to foreclose. And so if you don't see what you need right now, you'll see it maybe soon.
And don't get an adjustable rate mortgage, right?
And don't,
Hey, Josh, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad you're out there listening in. Although I could not find that so-called low-power station. I think they were just, joshing you. 800-259-9231, which is fine with me. Pirates, I don't care. However my signal gets out, I don't care. As long as they're being good neighbors, not stepping on somebody else's signal. We're coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring in what you want. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. WIKIwiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
So how soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough with my son Jack. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to him all the time. He loves it. He drags it around. He calls it Libby. He's a little over two. And I think the book's probably aimed at a slightly older audience. It's got more verbiage than say, a Dr. Seuss or something like that. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. You can go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there just so you know what you're getting into, and get a 10% discount for by using the code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue taking your calls about what you want. Let's go to Kevin in he's gone. Let's try Kurt in California. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live. Kurt, California, going once. Kurt in California, going twice. All right, let's try Jason in California. Jason, you are on Free Talk Live, we hope.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
So I was listening to the podcast, and I heard you guys talking about not being too happy with Quick.com and some of their latest updates.
Yeah, that's QIK.com. It's a little program, a website that allows you to download a program to your mobile phone that lets you stream video for free directly to the Internet. So it's an incredibly useful activist tool, but they crippled it a little bit with their latest release for the Android phone, where it makes it so you have to launch Quick, then you have to press the video camera button, then press record in order to start recording, as opposed to where it used to be, you launched Quick and then pressed record. Your thoughts?
Well, I am actually an iPhone user, unfortunately, their program for the iPhone has never been very good against app. So I kind of stumbled across another program called Bamboozer at bamboozer.com and have been quite pleased, and it is only two buttons to your actually live broadcasting, whereas on the iPhone for Quick, it actually would delay the transmission to the Internet until after you stop recording, but if you accidentally press the lock button on your phone, it completely erases the video. So Bamboozer, I tested it out, and it did not have that. So all around, I've been quite pleased with the slightly better product.
Now, is the Bamboozer available for other phones like BlackBerry or Android or some of the alternative smartphones out there?
You know, I'm not sure off the top of my head, but I'm sure a quick visit to the website would have more information.
Yeah, I will definitely look into that. I appreciate the heads up. Is it free as well?
Yeah, I have not paid anything
great.
For it.
Good. I'm glad to hear that Quick's got some competition out there, though. I did send out a notice to them saying, hey, can you take a look at this, maybe add a feature? That would be like activist mode. And Meg knows somebody who's on the inside over at Quick. One of the activists up here, and she sent him an email about it, and he sent one back saying it was a great idea. So they may actually put in their – either in the next version or the one coming up after that, they're going to put an option in, hopefully, that will make it so that it will be a one-click start to where it will actually be better than it ever was, where you could hit the Quick button and it will immediately begin recording. So you could set that as an option in the settings, which would be the ideal situation. It would take out an extra click. But I'll definitely look into that, and thank you for the heads up. Anything else you want to share?
If I could talk about one more thing, the California is planning on or going to try and legalize marijuana. I've actually heard some difference of opinion from the guy who wrote the actual medical marijuana bill in '96. It was a video online. I'm not sure the title of it or anything, but he went into detail saying that it actually is going to restrict it as opposed to liberate it due to the fact that supposedly it made more felonies than it's actually going to get rid of, which, you know, doesn't seem very very positive for.
Meaning what? Like what would be a, do you know what would be a felony? What is, how is it making more things felonies? What is it doing?
Well, I believe it has to do with the amount you're able to have, and also just there's some other fine details. I didn't catch it all, but that video is available online. He actually had also mentioned in the video that Jack Carrere, who is another very famous pro-weed person,
he died
had tried to get past a opposing bill that would have been a more liberating bill instead of a regulating tax bill, and unfortunately it didn't get enough signatures to compete with it.
I would hazard a guess that growing it yourself instead of buying it from some California dispensary is really bad, because they want to make all the money on it and tax it and all
maybe.
That stuff.
That's exactly another good point to bring up, is that as a medical user, it's so much easier to be able the reason why the original medical bill was written so loosely is to accompany anybody's needs that the law might not be able to foresee, which, if a law is going to exist about it, would be a more logical step.
And, of course, when what we've seen happening out there in California has been very instructive. Hopefully other places can avoid these things. But with the medical marijuana, as you know, in L.A., the L.A. City Council has come in and said, all right, that's it. We've got too many of these darn pot shops popping up. We got to get rid of them. And so they're shutting down over 400 of the marijuana distribution, the compassion clinics, basically.
And those are there because of market demand.
Right.
I mean, they were there because the market supports them, and that means that now the market is going to be under-supported by strictly because they've demanded they shut down, and now You're going to, yeah.
So once you have, once you come up with even a semi-legal situation like that, the politicians come in there and they start to restrict and control. And it's not, I mean, it's still better than the black market for those folks. But, man, it is not anything close to freedom as far as drugs are concerned, and in this case, pot. And I thank you for the update, Jason, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There was news in the, it was in the news this week. I think it actually, the story hit the front page of freetalklive.com about them shutting down these compassion clinics. And it's just so tragic because what they're trying to do is basically shove them into the industrial zones. They don't want, we don't want your tap around these parts. You know, they don't want the marijuana clinics to be open and obvious to anybody that's just on the street. Because for some reason, the idea of having marijuana clinics around is going to just going to corrupt the youth of California, as though the youth of California aren't busily smoking pot already before these clinics came out.
I can't say what it's like in California, but I've heard arguments like this before. But you think about all the head shops that are out there, the lingerie modeling places, the massage parlors, and all these other things that exist sort of just on the side of the road without, mm-hmm.
The sky doesn't fall.
I don't know. What are these people worried about?
According to KABC, under the new city ordinance, only 137 pot clinics that existed before November 2007 can remain in business, and they must be located at least 1,000 feet away from schools, public parks, libraries, and housing. That's not a lot of places. Housing? So pretty much you've got to be back in the middle of some sort of industrial warehouse district, which last time I checked, I mean, even around here in pretty Keene, New Hampshire, the industrial zones aren't the prettiest of places. They're not places that, you know, you really want to come out to and visit as a shopping customer. These are ugly areas where you don't want to be.
So send the medical marijuana users can roll on over those industrial areas in their wheelchairs, many of them, and try to get their medicine in these. I don't know what they're thinking.
Bob De Velasco of Eagle Rock says, I feel sorry for the people that really genuinely need the medicine, supposedly, but 95% of the people are nothing but gangbangers and bums. That's all they are, looking for an easy way to get their dope.
Wow.
Well, don't they have a doctor's prescription? I mean, you can't go into these compassion clinics.
This guy knows better than the doctors.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'll give you a little bit more about what's going on in L.A. It's crazy. And take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Fatigue. Headaches. Allergies and asthma. Chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. And if you want to support this program, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in the $3 a month. We take it in, reinvest it, cobble together some other contributions from some other people. We've got over 500 listeners that are currently Free Talk Live amplifiers. So we gather all that money together, reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, if it's worth $3 a month, then you'll get some perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Get all the details, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options available to you at amp.freetalklive.com. And we appreciate your assistance. Amp.freetalklive.com. We can talk a little bit more about the pot situation in L.A. It's pretty outrageous. But first, we go to your phone calls and the fun to Jason, a different Jason in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Jason in California?
Yes, hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just like to talk about like how politicians are elected, because I think they're all puppets. Like, how could Obama, like a nobody that nobody's ever heard of, go from like a junior senator to the president? That's because he's a puppet. And I'm looking at a list right now.
Now, are they all puppets?
I mean,
no, just like they're actors. Like the main ones that you see are the actors.
I would probably agree to you with you to some extent. Not so much to some extent in how they're elected, because there are interest groups that. It's sometimes just very wealthy companies or just very wealthy conglomerations of special interest folks who pool a lot of money over a certain special interest. And those people are funding everything, and that's how they make their decisions to cater to these groups, because that's how they stay in power and get elected. I think that don't you think to some extent there's just sort of a populace that is sort of programmed to think a certain way?
They need a leader.
What's that?
They need a leader.
Yeah.
And Israel controls the Congress, and Jews control the media.
Well, okay, now you've really gone off the rails.
How does Israel control the Congress, and are we the media, and do Jews control
through
us?
AIPAC. Through AIPAC.
They control Congress through AIPAC?
Not the India, yeah.
So they have one lobbying organization, a powerful lobbying organization, and that controls Washington, D.C.?
And Hitler had some good ideas.
Oh, come on. Now, are you really – you're just going through the motions here. You don't really believe what you're saying, right?
Doesn't like sound what ideas? Good. Like what ideas? Just saying.
All niggers.
Hilarious. I'm just going to dump you out there because you're a jerk.
Prank be entertaining.
Yeah, you're not funny. Getting on the air and saying the N-word is not really –
It's certainly not – Yeah, not very clever.
Nope, not entertaining, not amusing.
Not creative at all. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways. Bring up whatever's on your mind. KABC California reporting on the hammer dropping on these medical marijuana clinics. In the last 2.5 years, hundreds of dispensaries have opened throughout Los Angeles. But under a new city ordinance, they're closing down hundreds of them and only allowing 137 to remain. And they're going to force them to move. So you can stay, but you can't stay where you are. You have to move away from, 1,000 feet away from schools, public parks, libraries, and housing. And two dispensaries cannot operate within 1,000 feet of one another. So they're even doing a little bit of protectionism for the remaining guys. I mean, they're already protecting them against the hundreds of competitors that have popped up in the last couple of years, and they're going to make sure that they don't compete too much against one another.
And of course, just like all businesses, they're protecting them from any sort of agorist attempt at this.
Sure, because it's still illegal to sell weed outside.
Without their explicit permission by going through jumping through their hoops and applying for their licenses and all that stuff.
Now they have to shut down by Monday or face serious penalties. In some cases, clinic operators could wind up in jail. Fines of up to $2,500 per day. And the city attorney's office says it will enforce a new ordinance with the help of police, building inspectors, and tips from the public. So they are getting ready for a crackdown.
Oh, they can't wait for this.
Yep, coming up here in another month. Now, you know, what's even more interesting about this is they're essentially screwing over all kinds of people. Not only are they screwing over the poor medical patients who are just trying to get their medicine and making it more difficult for them to access it because, well, let's see, you're cutting it down from like 1,000 dispensaries to 100-some. So that's going to significantly reduce the availability of this product in the marketplace, meaning the sick people in wheelchairs.
It's certainly going to make it hard. Yeah, people in wheelchairs having to go further and into possibly dangerous, non-residential-type neighborhoods to get their medicine.
But that's okay. As long as we protect the children from having to see a pot shop on the corner, then it's all worth it. So it won't matter if some lady in a wheelchair gets beaten and robbed by some crackhead because she's going down in some back alley trying to get to an industrial warehouse district. That's okay, as long as the kids can't see the pot shop windows from the main street. And according to the story here, Norma...
These are probably the same lawmakers who failed to stop these altogether, and so now they're doing what they can just to make it non-viable practically, you know?
According to the story, Norma Schaefer, a medical marijuana patient, says, "I'm a 57-year-old woman that weighs 117 pounds. I'm not going to feel real good about going into other situations when it's been within my community." She says it's very sad because I now don't have a place where I can go get affordable. And this whole thing is about you can't be within 1,000 feet. I don't know where everybody is going to relocate to. So if you're one of the 137 clinics that gets to stay open, but you're not in an area in which you are allowed to operate and you can't find somewhere else to move, well, you're screwed too, basically. And all of the landlords are screwed. All of the hundreds of businesses are going to be shutting down within the next week, over the weekend. This is supposed to be happening this Monday. So That's going to suck for those landlords who are getting
a crashing economy already.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And all those people that are employed at those cannabis clinics. How many of those? We're talking about hundreds of clinics, probably at least a handful of folks working in each one of those clinics. You're talking about thousands of people out of jobs here. Not just the poor people that can't get their medicine, the poor people that are supporting their families and putting food on the table
in,
with this business.
Empty storefronts that are, you know, already when they're, I don't know how bad it is in California, but around New Hampshire, I see a lot of empty storefronts.
It can't
and that's
be great.
California's,
their unemployment's even worse out there, so it can't be great out
right.
there.
Right. And when you see empty storefronts, that's always a sinking mm-hmm. feeling when it comes to the economy and jobs and you see empty storefronts and you go, oh, that can't be good. Why isn't
it's
someone
it's
open?
Not.
Yeah.
She said in her neighborhood, dispensaries in Eagle Rock have security guards, but other residents in the neighborhood say the dispensaries attract an undesirable and sometimes criminal element to their communities. LAPD Chief Charlie Beck says today is a day to take stock of who is in compliance and who is not.
This is what they say about liquor stores in poor neighborhoods, too.
You know, they bring the riffraff out?
They do. They absolutely say that.
Is there any evidence that that's true?
No, I don't think that it would be completely untrue. Who's more likely to drink? A law-abiding citizen or a criminal?
Mm-hmm. But that's not an excuse to shut down a liquor store because they're not going to get their they're going to get their liquor somewhere somehow.
No, yes, they are.
It's better than the alternative, is what it comes down. It still doesn't make sense to shut it down because then you have. You know, obviously the prohibition days when liquor's not accessible.
Yeah, we've tried that whole shutting down liquor stores thing.
Right. Yeah. Assistant Attorney General or whatever, Aisha Greenberg, says they risk arrest and closure, so I assume they're going to voluntarily comply. It's volunteer now. You're voluntarily complying because you're arresting arrest and closure. Anyway, if not, they are then subjecting themselves, their employees, to criminal prosecution. This is the typical viewpoint of the government.
Now, I thought this was a zoning issue.
You're just doing it to yourself.
Is this criminal prosecution if it's a zoning issue?
What this prosecutor said, this assistant city attorney.
Hmm, that's interesting.
I guess that's not a prosecutor, but it is a city attorney. And this is the common viewpoint of the government is that, well, you're just doing this to yourselves. See, by staying open, you're forcing us to attack you. But by disobeying what we've demanded, you're just forcing us to do our jobs here. I mean, we don't want to hurt you. You could voluntarily comply with our every diktats, but if you don't go along with it, then you're forcing us to hurt you. It's all your fault, citizen.
Now look what you made me do.
Yeah, it's a very commonly found viewpoint among the government people. In West L.A., the operators of J.J. Herbal are defying the order. That's heroic. Their argument is that the location is not a grungy lounge and not a neighborhood nuisance. Michael Lee, who manages the clinic, says, I really do believe there's a medicinal value to this stuff and people really do need it, and I want to be there to provide it for them. Well,
I hope all the best to the guy.
Me too. Heroic. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. City officials are now taking names of the shops that are not in compliance. They expect to be getting calls from the LAPD, building inspectors, and neighbors. So they're going to turn up the heat here real shortly. Mark, coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate any time with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.